Chira hard up against the boundary line, kicks the half forward, in comes Daniel Rich. Oh. Got the big spoil away, Cripps with a huge bump, eyes out, Chi is still down and out, there was no whistle.
Oh, that'll be looked at too.
And what's the free kick, can you believe that?
Well, many people surprised to wake up this morning that after a marathon 4.5 hour AFL appeals board hearing, Carlton captain Patrick Cripps has had his 2-match suspension overturned and is free to play the D's this weekend.
Yep.
Speaking of the D's, Melbourne great David Schwartz, host of 3AW's The Twilight Zone. Schwartz, good morning to you.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good. Your personal reaction?
Surprised and probably shaking the head a little bit. The process works. The umpire missed the free kick, which is not great, but then from then on, the process worked. He gets suspended, he gets cited, he gets suspended, he gets his 2 weeks, he goes to the MRO, they find that the 2 weeks is right, and then a piece of law that they've been able to pluck out of you-know-where has got him off. I think the bigger issue is here, the AFL made a very big stance and a strong stance at the start of the season to protect the players' head. And we've had players out for tackling, rough conduct, we've had players out for bumping, for elbows, all the stuff to protect the players' head. So the AFL are they're duty-bound this morning to say that we are going to appeal this decision and go back and fight it on behalf of the AFL and all the other players that have been rubbed out for similar incidences early on in the year.
Okay, so that is part of the process. That is open to the AFL to do that, David, is it?
The AFL can do that. They can say, no, we don't like that decision and we're actually going to appeal that decision. So they have the right to do that. So hopefully they do that. On behalf of the game, I think they need to do it. Now, whether it's Patrick Cripps or whether it's Brodie Grundy, it doesn't matter who it is. It's what the game said at the start of the season from a consistent basis is to protect players from damaging their brains. And Ross, you know this. You know that there is litigation happening in the background on protecting players' heads from past instances. So if they let this through, they're just saying, all right, well, we kind of got a Band-Aid at the moment. We're trying to cover this, you know, we're trying to do the right thing, but are we serious? Well, maybe not.
So, David, is this all about the earlier in the season, the Rioli row, and just a compare the pair?
Oh, I reckon there's a bit of that, Russ, but I also reckon that there's been players suspended for tackles where players have hit their heads on the ground. Now, is a tackle worse than a bump? I don't think it is. I think bumping is as bad as it gets. I think if you put an elbow up or you put a hip and shoulder up and you leave the ground and you hit the player's head, that's you've taken that risk. You've decided to put yourself in a position that's going to be make the other players vulnerable and you've got to suffer the consequences. So I just, and Ross, I don't want to go on about the legal system, but you get these legal eagles in a room and they can baffle anybody and maybe they've just baffled the right people to get this decision changed.
I totally agree with you, David. Did Archie at any stage have possession of the ball?
No. The problem was Cripps comes in late and he's vulnerable. He's open. He's in a marking contest. And when you brace for contact and you hit the player, it's incumbent upon the person who's going to make the contact to ensure that the player that he's going to hit is not hit above the shoulders, he's not hit in the head, and if he does, you suffer the consequence. We've been told that from day one, and that's how it's been adjudicated all the way through. So it's got to be fair, it's got to be consistent, and that's why the AFL this morning have got to come out and say, right, we're appealing this decision and we're off there by lunchtime today to get it resolved before the game on Saturday night.
Yeah. We're just having a look at the footage now. As you say, ball in dispute and
he was just coming into possession of the ball. And as you say, David, if you're going to tackle a person in that position, you've got to make a decision to tackle them in the head. Right? And that is not, doesn't come naturally to an AFL player to tackle someone in the head.
Yeah, and it's hard when you're in the air, when you're already in the air and you know that you're a second late or half a second late.
Yeah.
You can't put your arms out because then you're going to probably do yourself some damage. So his timing was wrong. And because his timing's wrong, you've got to wear the price. And that's just it. That is, it's like a player running at you. If you don't stop and you just, you know, brace for contact and you get down and put your shoulder and hip in and you hit him in the head, you're going to be liable for it. So every player is clear. Every club is clear. I thought it was really brave of Carlton to actually go ahead and appeal it. But they must have seen something there that no one else in the game has seen. I want the good players playing, but I also want the players protected.
Good on you.
Schwarter.
David Schwartz, Melbourne, great. That sounds something that the AFL would be likely to do today, don't you think?
Yeah, for consistency.